We had an amazing time this past week, but guys, I want to let you know that can I tell you guys a story real quick? Is that all right? If it's not, I'm going to do it anyway. All right. You know, when I got married, this was what was so funny. My marriage? No, I'm just kidding. What ended up happening is Marcy, she had went out, and a couple days before we got married, I had a car when I was younger, back in the 80s, and it was a Celica Supra, right? So then when we got married, Marcy had a dog that attacked her when she was younger, and she had this money saved up from when the accident happened where the dog bit her in the face and stuff like that. And so a couple of days before we got married, she drives up to my work in a Celica Supra that she purchased, right, for us to have for like a wedding gift for both of us, which I knew it was for me, really, you know. But at our wedding, and, well, the reception part of the wedding, I went out, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, it was pristine, it was beautiful. It was a 84 Super, just like I had, except for it was a different color, right? And then I noticed something that was on the side of it, and it was a little tiny ping where somebody had opened the door and hit it. And, man, this is my wedding day, and here somebody's opened the door and hit my car, and it's got this little tiny ping in it, and I'm sitting there going, my gosh, would you look at that? And then people are sitting there going, what? I don't even see it. I'm going, right there. I had to come here, get a microscope, and look at this like that. So somebody had left an impression in my car. And I was like, and that was their impression. And it left me a bad impression. So then I started thinking about something today. I just wanted to make sure that you guys understood this, all right? There are areas on our earth that where there's been huge, like boulders or whatever, meteorites or whatever they want to say it is, hit and left these huge craters. And there's people that come all around the world and they look at these big craters. It's where something has made an impact where everybody can see it. So while I was worried about the little impression that was in my car, right, maybe I think that maybe we should start worrying about the impact that we leave. Not the little impressions. Okay? So I say that to say this. Where's Tim Steele at? Is he downstairs? Bring him up. Bring him up right now. Emma Steele, put down your camera. Come here. Adam, come here. Guys, there's a lot of talk, like what me and Marcy do and everything like that, and it pales in comparison to what these guys do. These guys, if it weren't for them, I'm telling you straight up, if it was not for them, that amazingness happened over in that gym. And I'm sorry, if you didn't come and look at everything, and you're sitting here and you didn't come and look at everything, I'm sorry you missed it. Because it was one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I mean, we have people getting in contact with us to try to buy all of our props and stuff. But the only problem is we have to take them apart to even get them out of the gym. So they're so big. Guys, when you start talking about 24-foot dinosaurs and all this other kind of stuff and the creativity that happened, there was pneumatics that happened, there was electronics that happened, all these different kind of things. It was these three that did it. I'm telling you. And I just want to let you guys know this, I may even be speaking out of turn. I'm not sure. Pastor Steve will tell me later. But I would like to do something special for these guys because they've been here since February. They would leave a full-time job. They would work 10, 12 hours a day, then come here and work 10 and 12 hours. I don't know if you add that up or not. There was very little sleep that happened.
I just wanted to say that because of everything that y'all worked so hard on, I was able to bring family that does not know Jesus. And they were very impacted. And they thought it was amazing. They felt the love and even told me that they think their daughter's turning into a little Christian. From the atheist family.
Amen. You guys hear what's going on? You couldn't hear? Well, you shouldn't have got the cheap seats. I'm just kidding. She said that she was able to invite a family that came and it impacted them so much that they believe that their daughter is becoming a Christian, and it's from an atheist family. Now, you guys can slow clap on that if you want to, but I think we need to give some praise and worship up. I mean, I don't mean to be mean or anything, but I'm just saying, hold on a second, let me do this. I'm trying to inject life into you guys, okay? Because if you want heaven to sound like that when you roll in, oh, we'll give you a pity clap for coming in. I'm talking about an atheist family that their daughter is coming to the Lord. And you don't know how that impacts me as a former atheist. Whew. So you guys, I don't even know what else I can even say to you. I try to tell you, I try to thank you, I try to say how amazing you are. Yes.
I got one more. I'm gonna call audible here, all right? I can call it audible. Tristan, would you come here for a minute? Could you come help me for a minute, bud? Because this is going to represent a lot of you guys in here today that invited folks, and they showed up. Come here, Tristan. Here, buddy. Tristan lives right back here. Hey, buddy. How you doing, man? Tristan lives right back here, close to the church, and we see them a lot, and they come through the parking lot. We get to talk a little bit. But I'm just so glad that you're here today, and all these people are so glad that you're here today. And you had a good time, didn't you? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you came up here and you danced with us today and sang. You're so proud of you, man. Good job. And who's here with you today?
My family.
Who is it?
My mom, my grandma, and my sister.
Yeah. So we are so glad that you guys are here. You're our special guests, and we're honored that you'd be here today. And so many of you, this is your first time with us because of EBS. You brought your kids, and now you're here with us this Sunday, and we're so glad you're with us. And we welcome you. And again, this is part of your efforts, guys, from February, midnight hours, 2 o'clock in the morning, getting back up the next morning and going to work and doing it again and putting those things together for this church and for this community. And for these lives that are touched and impacted forever, in eternity. Kingdom matters. And God's pleased with that. And God's smiling on you guys. And I want to thank you from deep, dark hearts. Love you, baby.
So we're going to keep you up here longer just for humiliation and embarrassment. Just for a little bit. All right. Oh, we're not done. Go ahead and bring the raptor suit in so Emma can go ahead and get in. No, I'm just kidding. We definitely thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that you do and all the things that you've done. And not just this year, but every year that you've done it. And I know that a lot of times it goes unseen, but it's time to recognize. Guys, if you don't realize how much talent is just standing right here. And God has given this house that talent. And we need to support it every way that we can. I thought one thing was cool. I don't know where Jordan is. He's here somewhere. I thought I saw him go in that room over there. But he just kind of took a picture of the dinosaurs and put it on his Instagram. And there was a Stan Winston school, which actually they created Jurassic Park stuff and everything, all these different kind of things. And they liked it. They were like, you know, this is really cool. And it was because of these guys. And I think, actually, Tim, you've gone through some of the Stan Winston school, haven't you? I believe so. And I thought that was really cool. So if you guys, once again, if you'll just give them a round of applause, they're just amazing. Thank you guys so much. And now, what I'd like to do is introduce Dr. Greg from Prehistoric Park. And he's going to teach you guys a lesson. I know all of you kids out here, every single one of you, from 0 to 200, no matter what your age. Can I just say this? We're kids compared to 2,000, right? If you were 2,000 years old, you'd be pretty old. So we're kids compared to 2,000. We're infants. So if we'll just do exactly what I guess Pastor Jordan was saying earlier, if we'll do one simple thing, if we'll recognize that we're all his children, you're not his elder, you're his child. If we'll recognize that, and then we can come to him as a child, it says these are the ones that will enter the kingdom of God, right? The ones that come to me as a child. So never lose your imagination, right? Never lose your creativity. We got a thing that we say with our creative team that says God is our creator. We're his creation. He expects us to be creative. Okay? So creates in all three of those words some way. Right? So if you guys will do me a favor and welcome Dr. Greg from Prehistoric Park.
What's going on? Check, two. Check, check. Hey, hello, hello, hello. Check. Hey. All right, guys. So first thing I want to do is ask all you guys that were in VBS, if you guys can come up and kind of sit on this side and this side right here, all you guys that came through VBS, come on up. I'm going to need your help again. If you guys remember what happened last time, I need you guys to be on guard, okay? And if I can get just a couple of the leaders to maybe sit like right here and right here, that would be great. You guys, part the seat a little bit. Sit over on the sides, okay? Okay? Yes, keep scooting this way a little bit, okay? George, you can come sit right over here, okay? All right. So, I have a question for you guys. You guys helped me come up with a plan. Do you guys remember? I was being chased by some dinosaurs. Some raptors were after me. You guys came up with some awesome plans. And I kind of pulled a little bit of each of your plan and put it together to come up with one big plan. So, today, do you guys mind if we talk about what we talked about on Wednesday? Is that okay? Okay. Awesome. So, all this crazy stuff was happening. I was being chased by dinosaurs, and I got separated from my group of friends, and I found this place where the dinosaurs were not at, and I was able to go and hide and wait until the coast was clear, okay? And so spoiler alert, they didn't get me. I'm still here. But I needed some help, and I pulled from this verse here. If you guys can, you see this? Do you guys remember our memory verse? Do you guys want to help me say it one time? Because this is going to help us again today, all right? If you guys can't see it, you guys can kind of scoot around where you can see it a little bit, okay? All right. So let's start with the first one over here. It starts with be alert. Are you ready? One, two, three. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. All right, great job. You guys did better than me. Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. I think there may be a few dinosaurs. Do you guys remember what happened?
Yeah!
Did the dinosaurs get the antidote? And the dinosaurs are friendly again? And they helped out me and my team? So I think there may be a few that missed their shot. They still need the antidote, okay? So we still need to be alert, okay? Is it okay with you guys if I tell you guys a story again?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, I've got a story that kind of is going to tie into our memory verse, okay? And this is what I like to call the Christmas story. You guys might have heard it before, so don't spoil it for anybody that hasn't heard it, okay? All right. So I was y'all's age, okay?
Yeah.
One of your ages, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember exactly, but I was little, okay? And my mom and dad have a lot of kids. So it was Christmas time, and I'm shopping for like 30 people, and seven, because I wasn't buying myself a gift. But so we went to Walmart, okay, and my dad took us all, and we were kind of running through the store trying to find gifts for each other, and we had like a certain amount of money allotted to us that we could spend on gifts, and so I'm searching. Going down the aisles, trying to find something really cool. I'm looking, I'm pulling, and then I see this one toy that I'm like, oh, man, my brother's going to love this toy. It was a Star Wars toy for any of you guys that are Star Wars fans. So I grab it off the shelf, and I'm all excited. I'm getting ready to take it and go buy it, and I look at the price tag, and I'm like, oh, man, this thing is too much. I don't have enough for, you know, to get everybody else presents and stuff. So what do I do? Do you know what I do? Look for something? Yeah. So I start thinking, like, how can I make this work? How can I get some more money where I can get this gift? And I'm kind of thinking, praying almost, and like walking through the store, you know, just like, oh, man, maybe I'll go see if my dad can give me some more money. And so I'm walking, trying to find my dad. And I look down, and on the floor in front of me, lo and behold, is a $10 bill. And I picked it up, and I said, man, God's answering my prayer right now. And I got so excited. I got the toy, and I'm running to find my dad. And I run up to my dad, and I'm like, guess what? You'll never believe it. And he's like, what is it? He's like, I explained it to him. I was looking for toys, found this was really expensive. And then I didn't have the money. And then so I've been walking through the store. I was praying and asking God to, you know, show me where the money was. And then there's the money. I got it. I got the toy. I'm ready to check out. Can we go get in line and check out? And my dad looked at me, and guess what he said? I was like, man, he's going to be excited. Does anybody remember what he said?
Bring it back to the owner.
Oh, he was listening. Okay, so I'm thinking my dad's going to be like, wow, man, that's really cool, son. You know, like, God provided for you. That's what I'm thinking in my head. But he didn't say that. He said, son, that's not your money. He said, the right thing to do is going to be take it, you know, we'll turn it in case somebody's looking for that money. Because what I wasn't thinking is I wasn't thinking of maybe there's a family that was grocery shopping and this is their $10 for groceries. And I'm sitting here, I'm snatching it up thinking this is the best thing ever. You know, I'm going to go buy a gift. And I thought it was a good thing, right? It wasn't really a selfish thing because it was something for somebody else. But there was just a little bit of something that was off, something that wasn't right, okay? Because I want you guys to learn the difference between, do you guys remember, right and left? Wait, no. Right and wrong. Still no? Okay, well, knowing the difference between right and wrong, is that good? Is that a good thing to know? No? Okay, it is a good thing to know. But what's a better thing to know? The difference between right And somebody else. Say it loud so everybody can hear, okay?
Half right.
Half right. So close. Yeah. Almost right. So we were wanting to learn the difference between right and almost right, because we need to be alert, right? And of sober mind when these things are happening. So that way we can have the discernment, right, from God to know which decision is right or maybe almost right, just a little bit of wrong in there, right? And so I didn't want to, but I took the money and went with my dad and we turned it in, and I didn't wind up getting the toy. I was a little bummed about it, but I learned a very valuable lesson because I still remember it today, and I was y'all's age. My dad taught me the difference between a right decision and an almost right decision. So it's super important for us to be able to discern that and to be alert, because guess what? Another decision that could be almost right is maybe you're hanging out with your friends and you guys are just talking and hanging out, and then somebody starts talking about another friend and y'all are, you know, having a good time, and then somebody says something that maybe isn't true. Maybe they start saying something that kind of tears that person down or makes fun of them, and we're not alert or we're not of a sober mind where we can know that that's wrong. That's why we have to learn and we have to memorize this. Okay, so you guys read it one more time with me, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Good job. Okay. Do you guys remember what happened last time we got to about this point? What happened? A dinosaur. Oh, man. So I think there's a couple dinosaurs that are still not tamed. I'm going to be right back because I am going to be alert and of sober mind. I'm going to be ready for the enemy to come in like a roaring lion. Okay, y'all hold on. Let me get something to help me out. Okay. All right, guys. They're not going to get us this time because I've got this tablet here. Okay. What? Are you kidding me? No way. Two dinosaurs? Not the two that haven't... Oh, my goodness. It's the two that haven't got the antidote. What are we going to do? Okay. So, well, this plan didn't work. Let me try something else, okay? All right. Before we try something else, we got this, okay? Ready? Let's try it again together, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3. I'm going to give you... Wait. I'm going to give you a hint, since it's still there. It starts with be alert, okay? 1, 2, 3. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Good job, guys. All right. Just in case they come back, I've got something else, okay? And here's my plan. I think I'm going to disguise myself, okay? If I decide, like, if I was a statue, I don't think they would see me, and then I can just jump out and get them, okay? So hold on. I'll be right back. I'll bring it up next time. All right, guys, check this out. What do you think? I'm just going to stand here. Hold on, nobody move. I'm a statue. Tell me when they come. What happened? Oh my goodness, this didn't work either. All right. Do you guys think we can do this still? All right, let's try one more time, okay? And I'm going to give you a clue this time because I don't see it. It starts with be alert. Okay, ready? On three. 1, 2, 3. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
1 Peter 5:8.
High fives all around. Yeah. Let me come over to this side. Yo, high fives. That was awesome. Okay, now this time, I'm certain this will work, okay? I'll be right back, okay? I'm gonna get some help. You guys remember Willie? Do you remember Willie? Remember Willie, my buddy? I'm gonna see if he can help me. Ready? Not this time, dinosaurs! Get out of here! Go on! Get out of here! Get him, Willie! All right! We got him. All right, you guys want to say it one last time? All right, one, two, three. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. First
Peter 5:8.
Great job, guys. All right, y'all can sit down. I'm going to have Pastor Steve come up, if that's okay. And he's going to close us out for the day. Good job, guys. Y'all have fun at VBS? All right. Y'all give him a hand. Yeah.
Good job, guys. We're good. Good job, everybody. Number two, give the kids a hand again, if you will. It was awesome. Dr. Greg, thank you, sir, for protecting us, and the antidote worked, right? The antidote worked. What's beautiful is that many of you in the room have experienced that the antidote of that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus. He came into the world, not to condemn the world, but to save. He said that he wants none to perish, but all to come to repentance and everlasting life. And that's really the message of our Vacation Bible School this year. And I believe we've got many, many, many kids that made first-time decisions for Jesus Christ. Can you give the Lord praise for that as well? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Many rededications as well. And I believe we had several maybe filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, experiencing the power of the presence of God in filling their lives and their hearts. It's just an amazing thing that God takes what little we can do in our talents and our abilities and our smarts, as Tim and those guys have, putting things together, their engineering minds, and in taking those tools, cardboard and wire and mechanics and hydraulics and making something amazing like a prehistoric park. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that fun? That was awesome. And then taking the body of Christ, the church, the community of faith, and coming together and just supporting and working and encouraging and loving on people. And I'd love to, we've honored some folks already this morning, but I want to honor all of those who, whatever you did, if you came in, you cooked every night, or you cleaned, or you helped put up a jump ride, or you helped clean up afterwards, or whatever you did, if you were part of VBS, I just want you to stand just for a moment. And that's probably most of you in this church. If you'd just stand, we want to honor you. And those that are not standing, would you just give them a praise and thank them today? Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Every one of you, thank you.